you wouldn't mind just to tell me, what is the experience that you have? You were describing the sensation.
Right. The sensation that I have, the way I think of it is like a swarm of bees has come and settled in my chest area. Okay. Not a stinging bee, maybe like more like a swarm of butterflies, just touching down, just tickling
inside
my whole inside.
The whole chest.
Yeah, the whole chest. Okay. And so to try and clear that, I would cough.
Okay.
And then I would cough a lot and really frequently.
And it was really interfering with the quality of life.
It was definitely interfering with quality of life. I would have a cough drop in my mouth all the time. I would be scared to do anything in public, any mm-hmm. presentation, and my job really required that. So I was sort of shying away from...
Now, had you been everywhere and seen everybody and tried everything?
I had tried a lot of things. I had been diagnosed with, what's the one where you have, acid reflux.
Yes.
I had been diagnosed with asthma. I had been diagnosed with sinus infection after sinus infection, always trying to figure out what is causing
the cough. Did any of those treatments help?
Well, it was unclear. Like sometimes it would seem like they would help temporarily, but no, all in all, none of those solved the problem. And so eventually when I was on an enormous amount of asthma medicine and I still was coughing and coughing, luckily for me, the doctor said, this doesn't make any sense to us. We're going to refer you to this specialist. That was you, who we sometimes use when we cannot figure out what's going on.
Okay. Then the question is, amitriptyline is your medicine.
Right.
What is the percent reduction of your cough? Like compare your original cough and how frequently, how violently, and has it reduced the whole coughing problem as a whole by 10%, by 50%?
It has reduced my coughing problem by 100%.
Okay, so it's extremely effective.
It is extremely effective at a very low dose, and I noticed it very quickly. You you said, why don't you stop all your asthma medicine? And I remember being very scared about that. What's going to happen?
Yes.
And you said, well, it's not helping now, so what's going to be the difference if you stop it? And I stopped it, continued to cough, and then like let all the medicine clear, and then started amitriptyline. And within a week, my cough had vanished.
Now, how many years had you been coughing before you started amitriptyline?
Probably at least 10.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah, it has been amazing. And now, I mean, I'll get a cold and I'll cough and it will maybe I take 10 milligrams regularly. Mm-hmm. So maybe after a cough, I might take 20. Or if I feel a little breakthrough in the spring when it's sort of allergies are just starting, I might go up to 20 for a little bit and then I go back down.
Do you still have some of the sensation, but it's not as much?
Well, like for right now, I think I was just telling you that I have bumped it up to 20 because I'm feeling that tickle. I'm feeling it. I'm not coughing, but I'm feeling it. And usually it is so 100% gone, I don't even feel it.
If you stop the amitriptyline, have you ever tried that, or does it come back?
Yes, it does come back.
Okay.
It does.
So you've been on it now for 2 or 3 years.
Right, I think maybe 3 years now.
And you are fortunate because your cough is reduced by 100%, and some can't get that much.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And also you're using a lower dose than some.
Right.
But your story is actually not atypical, except for those couple of things.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much.